decisions come from?
Your body.
Yeah, they're looking at each other like.
I think you look. I look up or around, or when she came by me and put her arm out, then the decision was I could touch her hand. Let's see where that goes, and then I follow the movement with that decision. Yeah, but you look for openings. It's hard to explain, but
other people give you opportunities.
Yes.
To make contact too, if you want to go with be with someone, and do what they're doing, make it different. And then it's easy just to kind of feed off of one another. Like if you're all around a tree and it's like you're like growing on each other or something, or I know, becoming a squirrel or you know, something creative like that.
Yeah. And it's more challenging with a tree than a person, because there's people move, you know, when you're improvising with someone else, they're moving and changing. There's new openings and new possibilities, and the tree is the tree.
Yeah.
And so you have to really use your brain for that.
Yeah. Like with the tree, you have to make all the decisions, and you want like someone else to work off you, and it's like the tree just chills and like does not. It's like you have to make every like movement decision. It's true. Like a person is so much easier because you can like feed off each other, whereas you have to do all the like feeding.
Yeah, you
in
really
person.
Have to open up your mind.
Yeah.
And these aren't everyday decisions. So standing there is something that just.